still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The reason I'm getting in the car tonight, driving all the way over to that U-Fest, is right there. That's Chevelle. I like all the bands that are playing, but my goodness, I can't wait for that one. It's been a minute since I've seen Chevelle, and they were here a few times in between last time, and I just didn't go. But that's a good one. And this is the place to see them. You get them for an hour and 10 minutes, maybe. They're going to give you the hits. You're getting their best of tonight, and I'm going to be happy to watch it. At least I hope so. They don't strike me as the type of band that goes, here's 10 songs you guys have never heard of. Thanks for coming. They're going to give you what you want. You get the set list? Toledo has it? Somebody's got it.
Set times. Toledo set says times, he has yeah. it.
We finally know.
Because it doesn't go live until 10.
What is that?
I don't know.
Why can't we know when the bands are playing? Like, it's been like this big secret to say, don't say when the bands are playing. Why? It's the whole point. Like, I want to know when. It's like having the movie listings. Don't say when they start till like a few minutes before.
Well, remember, we weren't allowed to announce shows until 10 a.m. That's and stuff like that. Still, it's like, it's all over the internet, Randall. What the hell's your problem?
You guys blew it. You pre-announced. I'm like, so? Well, they're never going to give us an announcement again. They weren't really doing it the last time. It was, we learned it before you told us.
I'll get it on Facebook. Sorry. Yeah, all right. I don't need you.
It's the dopiest thing in the world. Radio.
You don't know the set times, and better chance to buy a ticket.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't understand the secrecy behind shows anymore, but they're there. Yeah, Toledo, I think he thought he had them, but what did you say? Doors are open at 3:30?
Doors are open at, hang on.
And our own Quick Draw is going to be doing DJ work, welcoming you to the big show early, and then Bury the Darkness hits the stage probably around 4:30.
Parking lot opens at 2:30, doors at 3. Bury the Darkness goes on at 4, and I think Quick Draw goes on as doors are opening, so 3 o'clock.
Cool. So you get some music, get a little mix going in there to start the thing. Bury the Darkness hits the stage at, what, 4:30, 4 o'clock?
4 o'clock.
4 on the dot.
And Fitz and I will be interviewing them, like, right at 2.
So you're, what time are you going?
I'll be there about 1, 1:15.
No kidding.
Because Fitz and I are on from 2 to 6.
Wow.
And we will have Sam from Chevelle. I just late addition to the interview. So if you want to give me that set list, you want me to pass
it
off
yeah,
to
him, I'll get that together. And I'll say, here's what John wants you guys to do tonight. Would you mind putting that together? And I don't know about how they play. And what chord and keys and all that. I don't know what, are they drop D? Where are we
Look,
at?
Sam, make it happen. All right.
Guys can run guitars back and forth. You don't have tunings. I don't know what tuning you're playing, everything. Two or three in a row that you could go back to back. Let me put it together for you, Chevelle. You guys don't know what you're doing. If I'm in the, you'll hear me in the audience. I will put the set list together. I'm excited.
Play Jars? No. You're deviating.
They're so good. All right, we'll get the set times to you before 10, I hope. It seems so mean to make you guys buy tickets and then hold you hostage to time, but that's what's being done. It's not by us, though. We just don't know. Maybe they don't know.
Somebody knows.
Ace knows. You're right. Ace knows.
Oh, he's got it locked in.
It's 9:22. It's time for the entertainment drill. It's brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of tactical black self-defense training. And if you want to head on up there, it's easier than ever to be a part of the entire operation there at React Defense. Just go online, ReactDefense.com, sign up, and get yourself together with a team-building exercise, a couple people from your work, a great opportunity for corporations to get their employees involved and have them up there. I told you Doug Hopkins, he's got all those people doing wacky stuff. I talked to Doug again yesterday, and he's like, you have no idea some of the stuff we walk into. And I'm like, I can't imagine going to a strange guy's house. You guys should have something in your tool belt that makes it so if it goes sideways, you know what to do. And it could help. There's a lot of things that you don't think about. Triangulation. You just realize you walk by walls too often. I'll tell you that right now. If you're outside, you walk by walls too often. 90-degree angles or bad guy hiding places. It's weird when you start looking at that stuff. And again, it's not that paranoia. Phone. Preparation. Oh, my God. There's so many things that you can kind of learn. Just little tiny adjustments to your day that make it a little harder for somebody to target you and make you a victim. And there are people, whether you like it or not, out there doing that. They're looking for victims every single day. Don't be one. There's a great way to do it. Head on up to reactdefense.com and get ready to be part of Tactical Black. You get a month of training and the Weapons Defense Seminar coming up in June. All of that for $199. That is amazing. And then you're off and running. So get on it. Reactdefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
Kind of crazy. Sources say King Charles' cancer battle is not going well.
Yeah.
And the palace is updating his funeral plans, whatever that means.
Well, he had to adjust. Like, there was some old funeral stuff he didn't like.
Or they're
new performers.
Starting to prep it.
Well, they got to prep it.
Yeah.
They should be ready for that at all times, don't you think? When you're the king, they should have it's morbid, but they should have a funeral plan for you. You know, it's kind of like,
but there will be, no matter what, there's going to be some prepping involved. So does that mean, are they changing plans, or are they like, well, let's get ready?
Yeah. I think once you're king,
would be 2 weeks from now or whatever.
Yeah. I think the day you become king, they start talking to you about like, what do you want? How do you want your funeral to look? Because you could drop dead tomorrow.
That would be, locked in.
William's just sitting there rubbing his hands together.
Yeah. Oh, he's ready.
Here we go.
Oh, you ain't seen nothing yet. King Billy in the house.
Janet Jackson says she was offered the role of Storm in the X-Men, but turned it down because she was going on tour.
Also, the dumbest character in all of the X-Men. She can make it when she can't control the weather, she can just make weather. It never made sense to me. If it wasn't Halle Berry, people would have hated her like they do. There's a lot of dumb superheroes. That's one of the worst ones.
The Lord of the Rings trilogy is returning to theaters this summer, remastered and extended.
Oh, it was long enough the first time.
They made it longer?
Which brings me to the new poll. They asked Americans the perfect length of a movie.
6 inches.
Oh, 92 minutes.
Huh?
92 minutes.
Yeah. Hour and a half, hour 45 max.
Only 15% want a movie to be 2 hours or longer, and 2% want to sit there 2.5 hours.
2 hours I can tolerate. You get around 2:10, I start getting antsy. 2:20, it better be a great movie. Anything beyond that, they should have whittled her down.
Godfather.
Godfather Casino. Is incredible. Like, that's a different piece of art.
Yeah.
Casino has some stuff you could cut, even though I love every bit of it. Yeah. You could have dropped 20 minutes off Casino. Mm. I know you don't want to hear that.
Mm. I don't know about that.
I don't know, Brett. We could have, there's a few scenes we could have got rid of. I didn't need to see Joe Pesci getting blown in that car. I didn't need to see it. I did not need to see that.
What are you talking about? You don't need to see that. That's the greatest scene in a movie. You make me pop her mouth out? You don't want to see that?
I don't know. I could have done it. Could have just been explained. Didn't have to be a whole scene. There's 10 or 12 minutes out of those movies that are great.
Maybe.
That could be dropped. Godfather, you could not probably Godfather. Whittle back.
No.
It's art. You don't want to say it, but it's a
perfection.
Time. I mean, What am I doing here? Arguing with Casino and Godfather. You need to shrink down Godfather.
How dare
Brett,
you?
Brett, don't you think that's the one? You want to have an hour long conversation with Brett? Just say that. Don't you think the Godfather was a little long?
Brett, I need you to do me a favor. The son of a bitch wants to die, and he's just begging you to do it. Please. How come there wasn't a blowjob scene in the Godfather? Yeah, that's a good question. It could have been longer. Could have had Don Corleone getting a blowjob. That would have been good. Brett, don't listen to this idiot.
Then another hour on the greatest boxer of all time debate with Brett.
Oh, my God. Well, there's another.
Yeah. Oh, Balboa. You don't want to go down there.
Balboa or Marciano? Which Rocky you want to go with?
Good Christ. Yeah, how long do you want to sit in a room and have nonsense conversations? Like, hey, Brett, don't you think maybe Joe Louis was the greatest boxer of all time?
No.
Here we go.
There's two I'm going to go with.
Both named Rocky.
He wasn't even real.
What do you mean he wasn't real? He's real to me, damn it!
Nobody trained better.
Ask Drago if he's real.
Hey, you know, ask all the Russia if I was a Brit. This guy wants to die right in front of you. What are you doing?
Yeah, there's two. I don't know. I apologize to everybody for even having that. Brett, don't you think The Godfather could have been shorter? Please. I'm an idiot.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Jennifer Aniston is producing a remake of the Dolly Parton classic, 9 to 5. And Diablo Cody is writing the script.
It's a really funny movie.
Dabney Coleman was great.
He's the of course, the man was the funniest part of the girl. I mean, he was so good. Lily Tomlin's brilliantly funny in that, too. That, I'd watch that again.
If you run into Emma Stone on the street and you want to get a picture with her, you're better off asking Emily.
That's right.
To get a picture with you.
She doesn't want to be Emma anymore.
Yeah, but she did say if you say it, I'm not going to get mad at you or whatever. But I think eventually that will happen.
Well, she'll correct you.
She said she's not going to do that.
How did she allow Emma to go on so long? It's like John Cougar.
Because there was already an actress named Emily Stone.
Oh.
In the Screen Actors Guild, so then they changed it to Emma for what she went.
But at this point, just be Emily to your friends.
And she Emma says still to her friends, or they call her Emily.
Because Michael J. Fox's real name is Michael K. Fox. But there was somehow or another in the Actors Guild already a Michael K. Fox.
That had enough going on for him.
So he was Michael J. Fox, and he kind of lost the battle.
If the J works better.
The J, K is not appealing.
Richie Sambora is he doesn't like the way he's portrayed in that Bon Jovi docuseries that just came out this week.
Well, because
Good night.
They hate him.
Yeah, I understand there was a lot of bad blood there between. Wasn't it mostly?
Well, he and John are not tight anymore. And I guess the rest of the band is either sycophants of Bon Jovi, John Bon Jovi, or they just don't want anything to do with it. The one guy, the drummer, is just like, it's John's band. I am a hired gun. I watched an old documentary with him, and evidently John Bon Jovi does everything, like handles it all, and you just fall in line.
Well, it's worked.
It has worked. There's no, why question it?
Yeah.
At a certain point, just ride the coattail.
John Bon Jovi actually invited Richie to the house to screen the show, but he wasn't happy.
Yeah.
Richie left after the third episode because he was sick and tired of what he was seeing. He didn't like the way he was being cast.
Yeah.
And disagrees with how he was framed.
It's John Bon Jovi's band. You're the jealous second. That's how you come across when you act.
John Bon Jovi's movie, too.
Yeah.
Docuseries. Come on.
Right.
He says the currency of happiness is more important than the currency of money.
No, that's incorrect. That's a dumb person saying that. You know who says that? People with no money. I'd rather be happy than have money. Oh, you don't have any money, do you?
No.
Or incredibly wealthy people will try to pitch that garbage at you. You know, being happy is more important than all this money.
And that's probably him. All that money they made off those.
Anytime a rich person tells you that happiness is more important, ask them for all their money. Well, then give me your money. And you just go off and be happy and wealthy with your happiness. Money can't buy you happiness. It helps.
Well, his net worth is $150 million. I think he's okay.
I can find some joy in that.
Yeah.
Sure. You need to talk to Dave Ramsey and say, you know what? Give away enough what you think you could survive on. You know, a million.
Yeah. Oh.
Then give the rest away.
But then live on beans and rice.
Yeah.
You know?
But according to the Bank of Jackassery, you don't need money to be happy. You can have. But no. Being poor makes me so sad it hurts. I've been poor. Never again. There's no sadder feeling than trying to buy something and have somebody tell you, this credit card's not going to work out. Then you have to leave without the thing you wanted. Like, this is the saddest I've ever been. And I was ridiculed on the way out. No one ever looks at your cash that you've got in. Here you go. Like, we can't accept this. We only take currency of happiness here. Huh. See if you try to pay for anything at CVS with your happiness. It's important to be happy, but let's calm down. Money helps. If happiness was all you needed, you'd quit your job today. Stupid. It's a stupid thing to say. You put that on the list of things we were talking about yesterday, of dumb things people say. I don't need money. I need happiness. Shut up. You can't have one without the other, I don't think. The most important day of my life is when my child was born. No, it wasn't.
That's a lie.
That's a lie. That's something you have to say. It'll be the best thing that ever happened to me.
And one of my happiest days was when I went to visit Dr. Lynn.
That's it.
Because I never have to worry about that.
Vasectomy. That's the one.
I said, congratulations, Kirby. You're top five.
Yeah. Well, that's huge. If my dad said to me, you are one of the top 5 days of my life was the day
you're in there.
Amazing.
As long as you're ahead of your sister, right?
Oh, she's not a top 10. Okay. She's not even in the top 10. She wrecked a lot. Like, he was 21 when he had her. I mean, that was a tough day. When I was born, he was 25. He had a job. He was, settled in. His wife wasn't 18.
She slapped the doctor.
I'm pretty sure my parents have never talked about it, but my sister was born in November. My parents were born in March. I'm almost positive my mom called my dad and said, I'm late. And then he did the right thing and married her real quick. He did the right thing. My sister was I don't want to be fat at my wedding, baby. I was a plan. I showed up because they wanted me. Yeah, my dad, I'd venture to guess of all the days, my dad's 76, and I don't know how many days that is. My sister might be in the top 200.
Oh, well,
still a good number.
Yeah.
I'm top five. I'm everything he likes in life. She is, can't imagine that she's that important to him, to be honest. I mean, we were talking about the saw situation, if my sister had a thing that was going to cut her head off and I had a thing, you had to do one or the other you have to kiss Brady to save me or, eat a coconut to save her, he'd be making out with Brady. The principle of saving the right one would come into play. And I would laugh so hysterically when my dad made that choice and that thing started to slice into her neck. See, I'm the best one. You knew that. Thanks, Dad. And then we go watch Steeler games because we got a lot more in common. Anyway, that's just a little eyeball into my life. Brett, you're so lucky you didn't have family.
That's great.
Being the only one, you're the favorite immediately. It's 9:35. We got a Guadalupe Squares coming up. Let's get on that thing. Do we have last-second U-Fest tickets, or what do we give
them
away?
Nope. They're gone. I think we got...
Uh-oh.
Let me look. I just seen it a minute ago, but I know it's not U-Fest.
Judas Priest? What are we carrying? Come on, man.
What's this computer slow over here? Hang on.
You're killing me.
Come on. Anyway,
stretch! I'm trying. We got a prize. We got prizes for you. That's what we'll say.
What is this, AOL?
Yeah, I don't know what you're dialing up on. It should be just a click of a button. We've got good prizes. Coming. Is it still loading?
Yep, here it goes.
We don't have anything.
It's like those Rosebud guys in the video.
We'll tell you what you would interview.
Breaking Benjamin and Stain tickets.
There you go. All that for Breaking Benjamin and Stains? Jesus Christ. call anyway. 585-9800. We need a girl. We need a boy. The squares are coming up next.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said fully erect.
98.